With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Overseas, the war is in its second stage with Hamas, according to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said he's sending ground forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea.
It is our second war of independence. We will fight and we will not surrender. We will not withdraw. Over ground and underground. It will be a victory of the good over evil.
Netanyahu speaking Saturday through an interpreter, courtesy of the BBC. Jeep maker Stellantis reaching a tentative agreement with the United Auto Workers Union yesterday as it escalated strikes against General Motors by adding a plant in Tennessee to its picket line list. The Stellantis deal, which still must be ratified by members, leaves only GM without an agreement with the union. Also at SRNNews.com, winter weather advisories in effect. National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson-Cook.
There's a really cold air mass that settled into a lot of the northern Great Plains and even some of the central Great Plains. There's areas of snow now occurring over Nebraska, light to moderate, mostly. There's also a few areas of showers with light icing going on in Kansas.
And rain showers and colder temperatures expected in Texas as well. A lot of stores bringing a lot of the plants inside. More resources arriving on Mexico's battered Pacific coast as the death toll from Hurricane Otis is growing. More bodies are recovered from the harbor and under fallen trees and other storm debris. Few people expect the latest mark of 39 dead to be where that number finally stops. Former President Trump will testify November 6th in the civil business fraud case against him. This is SRN News. The Methodists lose another megachurch.
Christ United Methodist Church of Jackson, Mississippi, the biggest in the state, will leave the denomination over issues having to do with homosexuality. It's just the latest on a list of thousands of congregations that have decided to quit the UMC because of its embrace of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. There will be a denominational meeting next year to formalize a split, but by then, everybody who wants to leave may have done so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hamas's attack on Israel this month is liable to depress tourism to Israel this holiday season, even if the fighting ends before December. Hanukkah begins December 7th this year, and Christmas, of course, will follow. Israel counts on millions of tourist dollars every year, and the holiday period's the most lucrative season with Jews and Christians from around the globe flocking to the Holy Land. This is SRN News. A courtroom fight in Virginia over whether a teacher who was shot by her 6-year-old student should get only workers' compensation.
Abby Zwerner is suing Newport News Public Schools for $40 million. The school board is arguing that Zwerner's injuries fall under workers' compensation. The former first grade teacher was hospitalized and endured multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. Zwerner attended Friday's court hearing. Her left hand was still wrapped in a thick cloth bandage. Matthew Hoffman is a circuit court judge in Newport News. He said he'll rule on the matter in the next week. Keith Peters reporting.
The food delivery business Yellow cutting 750 jobs nationwide, closing 90 delivery centers. And while closures for the Bloomington, Minnesota-based company begin December 8th, the company will continue to serve 18 states with its iconic Yellow trucks. Yellow used to be Schwann's Home Delivery. More at SRNNews.com.